It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
Captain Radio here, inviting you to another episode of the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show.
Alright, welcome to Speak Out. It is the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, number 71. What in the world, Dan?
I know it. It's we've come a long way.
Right, we actually have. Can you hear okay?
Nope.
You can't hear me.
I can't hear me.
Have you tried the volume down there?
I sure did.
You have.
Anyway, okay. So anyway, we've got probably one of the more amazing shows that we've ever done.
How about now? Better?
Yeah, a little too loud, but yeah.
Okay.
There we go. There we go. That's fine.
I never have to adjust that. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
It's because of the topic, I'm telling you.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our show today is a very unique show. We sent this out. We had it on a post on Havasu Pioneers several weeks ago, and honestly, it traveled everywhere. It got 100 copies, reposts. Thousands of people were actually fascinated by this particular story because it has a unique history with our community and abroad. And what I mean by that is it's just outside of Lake Havasu City, because it talks about a little bit of a dark past. And there was a lot going on in the area. It was, I don't know if I'd call it a dark time, but I'd say it was definitely a unique time. And, our guest speakers today, are going to be, Elizabeth, Micah Vidad, and also we've got Alice Marsh with us today. And we're going to be talking about, Havasu Estates. And for those of you who know about what that story is, your hair probably rose up on your arms a little bit. For those of you who do not know what that is about, it is what the government considered the largest land scandal in the history of the United States right here in Mojave County, right outside our back door on I-40. And it was out by Yucca, and it was called Havasu Estates. And so I'm going to have Liz, if you're out there, you know, I'm just waiting for you to call in. She'll probably call in here. I told her about 12:05, so she'll be calling in here shortly. But this particular topic has been hasn't been talked about a lot. Those of us that have been around in Lake Havasu are familiar with it from back in the day. We don't talk about it a lot.
I'm a news person. I follow the person who we're going to reveal who was behind all of this, and I drive
one of the people.
Well, I'm just saying he's the most high profile. Definitely a national name, and Alice agreed with me earlier. And I didn't even know about this story. So
right, and so inevitably, to bring these two individuals onto the show today was very much appreciated. By the way, Alice and Elizabeth is going to, I believe, share her thoughts with this because her father was involved with this particular program, and I'm going to let her expand on that when she calls in. So I'm not sure where she's at, but I may take a moment and try to reach out to her and see if she's calling in here. I guess what we can do until she steps in and calls up on the station. I know she may be trying to call in now, and do we have any way of seeing? Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just check.
No, not with the number that I gave you. It's 854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. I'm going to ask the listeners not to call that number. We want to keep that line clear for Elizabeth to call in. So that's how it'll work. So there you go. Alice.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to really step on Dan here.
That's okay.
You have an interesting relationship with this story, though, through your father.
Yes, through my father.
A lot of people obviously knew you in the community or know you in the community at that time. How big was this project? How many people were actually involved?
There was a lot of people selling the product, a lot of people working on the product. My dad was a general contractor. But, oops, there they are.
Yeah, I believe this is Elizabeth now.
Yes.
Caller, you're live on the Havasu Pioneers radio show.
Hi there, this is Liz Budad. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great. How are you? I'm so glad you called in. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first guest speaker for the day, and we have Elizabeth Budad. And we kind of broke open the show a little bit, Liz, with a very brief introduction and wanted to thank you personally for coming aboard the show and being prepared to share some of the insights of the topics that you and I have talked about over the last couple of days. And just means a lot to us that you're willing to help us out and, set the record straight, get the story right.
Oh, no, I am honored to do so. I believe what you're doing is just so important. So I'm glad I could be a part of it.
Well, wonderful. I'll tell you what, let's start out by asking you how you got to Havasu.
How we got to Havasu, I come from North Port, Long Island, New York, and that's part of Fort Salonga over there. And there were these ads, there they were, and they were in the daily news and all our newspapers and advertising that flight out, the Holly flights, fly into Lake Las Vegas and take a Holly flight and see what Lake Havasu City is all about. My father did that first, and then then he took my mother out. And then in 75, in April of 75, myself and my three brothers, we found ourselves driving across country to Lake Havasu City, Arizona. We had no idea what was going on, but we just knew that we left.
Wow. And you know what? What were your parents' names?
My parents' name, my father's name was John Anthony, and Mika. And my mom's name was Joy Ellen Mika.
Wonderful. And certainly want to give your mom a lot of kudos, as certainly she, as many moms did, had a challenge raising kids here. And I'm going to ask if we can kind of jump right in. Now, we announced earlier in the show that we'd be talking about Havasu Estates, and I told you yesterday while we were talking one-on-one that I wanted to kind of turn the show over. We've got segments that we'll do in a couple of commercials during the show, but I'd like to turn this over to you and have you introduce the concept with your dad and what it meant to Havasu Estates and the topic that we're talking about today.
Okay, with the Havasu Estates, and all that was going on at that time. And my father was into a, oh gosh, just a lot of businesses that he could try to get into. He was just one of those type of people who just wanted to try different things. And with the Havasu Estates, apparently he had a part in that. And it ends up going out to all over the place, but to include Yucca. And he had some businesses in town. We had, we had on Swanson, we had the sub base. And it was a submarine sandwich, and that's an East Coast term. And then a little while later, we had Mom's Bakery and Deli, which was over in the new plaza that was an addition to Safeway, the whole strip mall there. So he was a part of that. He was just diving into anything and everything. And
sounds like a lot of positives as well as, of course, a negative in there that he had played a role in.
Yes, yes. It was, I'm not sure what to call my father. I don't know if it was an adventurer or just a dreamer or just, we just called him strange.
Eccentric?
Yeah, honestly, we're like, whatever, you know, and because when we moved out here, because I'm the oldest of four, I have three younger brothers, and I had just turned 17, and I was a junior in high school back on Long Island, and all of a sudden, boom, we're gone, and we're driving across country in my 66 Chevy Impala. It was sweet, but there we are driving across, and we end up here. At first, we ended up in Kingman on Andy Devine, and I'm like, as a 17-year-old, I'm like, I can't tell you what I thought. This is not appropriate. But,
that's funny.
Yeah, it was like, okay. And then, yeah, then the next thing we know, and I never heard of Yucca. I even if I did it at first, it would have been sad. And then he just got involved with a lot of stuff. And that's what my father was about, just getting involved with a lot of stuff. What I didn't know is that he was run out of Long Island. He was just run out by the mafia. So with that, you just kind of go, oh, that's the reason. You know, those things happen. And, but, you know, coming out, and I wasn't too, just being 17, I was not keen on it at all. And my brothers were younger, and they, you know, had to come along for the ride. And Lake Havasu was just brand new. You know, you just kind of like, what the heck are we doing out here in the middle of the desert? Are you serious? And, but we were here and we stayed. I went back east to finish school early. I took one look at the high school. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Nothing against the high school, but just so different from where we were. In Suffolk, Long Island, we were, you hate to say it, but upper class. I didn't even know what upper, lower, what any of that meant. But I learned, and afterwards, and then my father just started getting into different things, and we just kind of all followed along.
I'm fascinated by that, you know, because when we talk about our topic here today, that helps us all understand the lead-in, and you know, your dad finding his way into, of course, the concept, the business called Lake Havasu Estates Inc. You know, initially it was 10,000 acres in the desert, middle of nowhere, and it was supposed to be the next booming city of the future, as the paper boasted, and that it was going to support over 75,000 people.
Wow.
And advertisements went out all over the country that showed a lake and the recreation on the water.
That's funny.
And it failed to mention that it was over 30 miles away from the Colorado River. and false maps, yes, of course.
With the mountain range in between.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, so.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, oops. Oh, you mean it's not like right there. Oh, it's over there.
But
oh,
they said within miles of the lake and miles, right, of beautiful mountains.
Oh, so they were covered.
That's right.
There.
Yes.
That's right. And so people bought in, mm-hmm, you know, they bought into,
yep,
it. And so, you know, I want to be clear that it wasn't just Liz's dad. There were other people, of course, involved, some people that we'll talk about later in the show. But it all of a sudden, and there were, by the way, they were selling land, and they never had a permit.
What?
Yeah.
Nope. Oh, they have what a surprise.
Yeah. No business license or anything?
Nope.
No.
Wow. Like Oklahoma land rush stuff.
No building permits either.
That's crazy.
Yes.
No, it just kind of happened, and a lot of that happened here,
yeah,
in Havasu. But the thing, you know, out yonder, and you just, you know, and who would know? I mean, honestly,
right, especially
who
in the
would know,
especially in the 1980s. You know, nobody is really familiar with that except for those here in the area, and it was well under 200,000 back then, as far as population goes, the county. So, wow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We were at that time frame, we were just in about 1970, 1971, we were just over 4,000 in population. So.
Yes, and we were also the largest county, you know, in many parts of America.
Sure.
Because the way it was cut out, and it was just like, what, you know, a lot of stuff landed here because nobody really knew about us that much.
And so, you know, it's interesting because as the promoters got,
yes,
involved with the sale of this thing, of course, there were some deceptive sales practices going on, and it was undeveloped desert land. Reputations of legitimate nearby Lake Havasu City was what they were resting on the skirt tails of Lake Havasu, which was at that point still considered a success with the London,
yes,
Bridge. And, well, why wouldn't we invest in you know, Havasu Estates? And so people,
yeah,
that's right, McCulloch, they were skirt-tailing McCulloch's successes. And the challenging part, you know, with just a couple of topics is, first of all, the very first thing is that there were no amenities. It was missing,
right,
pretty much everything. No paved streets, no sewer, no garbage collection, electricity. And these were just some of the things that were probably verbally offered.
And no rights to the water.
And no rights to the water.
Yes.
Very good,
no,
point, Alice. And so it's fascinating how many different segments of this thing were just run amok. Regulatory action resulted in practices, Lansdale's under scrutiny from various government agencies. The Colorado Real Estate Commission denied the company a license to sell land, and Security and Exchange Commission issued a consent decree of the Iowa Attorney General enjoined them from further solicitation in the state. Now, that's, folks, that's really saying a lot. In other words, the government came in and said, and slapped their hand down and says, cease and desist.
But they did produce papers that looked legal.
Yes.
And
really?
They weren't legal.
That's right.
Just out and out fraud.
Yes. The building permits. Here's the building permits. There wasn't any building permits.
Dan, we're about ready to take a break.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where you want to go with this, like the number of people that were duped, or I'm really not sure, but we do need to take a break.
Yeah, no, we'll take a break. We're
okay.
We're talking with Liz and Alice today about Havasu Estates, and we're going to be talking about the Dynasphere here in just a minute.
Right. This is the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, part of Speak Out, of course. I'm the host, Paul Lavoie, and my co-host, is Dan DeLosantos. Dan, of course, always here. And on this part of the month, the first Wednesday is when we do the show, and this is episode number 71. And we're talking about, what is it called? The Dynasphere.
Dynasphere and Havasu Estates.
First I thought it was Dino, but it's like Dine, like a Dining restaurant.
It actually is its own name. You'll never find it.
Right. All right. So we'll be back with more in a moment. The Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, of course, our exclusive sponsor is Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay with us.
Whiskey for my man, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my man, beer for my horses.
Looking out at the road, rushing under my wheel. Looking back at the years gone by like so.
All right, we're back on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show again, number 71, and you were right, Dan, and Alice, you were right about there's a little jinx going on today, right? And it's not like show 66 or anything. It's the topic, I think.
Right.
It's bizarre. I mean, going with the intro, the music I want, nothing's like getting to where I want. What?
Just turn it down just a little bit.
Is it there?
It's just
you
a little
guys
bit.
Can turn yourself down.
Yep. It's blaring.
Yeah.
It's blaring?
Yeah.
How's
there we
that?
Go. That's a little better.
Okay.
Cool.
We never adjust this. I don't know why.
Right. I know it. It's the heebie-jeebies.
It's something,
it's
man.
It's the year and
yes.
the number.
Yeah. It's the year I moved here, 1971.
Okay.
Ooh.
So, of course, Speak Out brought to you from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink. Find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. That's the room you're sitting in. The City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink, where we have our best conversations. Also, Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Also by Just Meats. All the cuts, all the time. Salmon's Air Conditioning. Springberg Wealth Management. Blonzi Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. And our newest sponsor, A&B Propane. abpropaneaz.com, and of course our exclusive Havasu Pioneers Radio Show sponsor. They've been here since episode 1 or 2 or 3, maybe, is Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. All right, Dan.
Well, I got to tell you, today's topic has really been one of the most fascinating ones we've had in the last 5 years of the show, and we have with us Liz Vidad, and we have Alice Marsh with us today, and we're talking about Havasu Estates and the Dynasphere, which we're going to be chatting about here in just a moment. So, you know, we've been talking a little bit about how Havasu Estates started out. It was basically a land scandal, and it was, it was heavy. A lot of people, remember, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have cell phones. So nobody knew about this thing going on, and a lot of people got taken by it. There were, in fact, victims.
Yeah, you're sinking your money into something, you know, as far as investing goes, but you don't have this little thing right here in your hand to do any research.
Well, that's correct. And you're also not here. You're back east. You're in the Midwest. You're in, you know, the Bronx. You're buying land from a newspaper ad. And so
there was even people from Germany that came there and bought land.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
And so, you know, Liz's dad was part of that along with some other individuals. And so, you know, when the proverbial poop hit the fan, inevitably, you know, everybody got shut down. You know, I think, Liz, you were talking a little bit about not just the government was unhappy, but apparently there was a hit out and...
Really?
You know, it was, I don't know, maybe you can expand on that.
Well, you just think of all the people who are investing, and this whole area was about investing. I mean, that was, you know, Robert's whole idea. And so it just kind of, you know, went on and went and so, okay, let's invest. And then you realize that it's almost, well, it was. You're investing in dirt, just like you look at Florida when they were investing in swampland. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my gosh. And with my father, you know, he's just, you know, Mr. Hey, let me just get into, because he had stuff on Long Island that people were investing in. And let's start it out here. And then people wanted to believe. It was a time and an era where people wanted to believe that the best was going to begin.
I understand. And you're absolutely right. We were all part of that story, and for some of us, that story came true. Unfortunately, yeah, for some of these buyers, it did not come true, and they were,
no,
they, I swear, I think there's still some landowners out there that have passed the property down to their kids, and it's still,
yeah,
now it's yucca, and now it's actually turned into quite an area of demand. There's a lot of people that are off the grid out there enjoying some really nice homes.
You read my mind.
And it's, yeah, it's, yeah, amazing. It has, in, yeah, fact, turned itself around. And now yucca isn't necessarily the bad. It's not yucca.
I just saw one advertised the castle.
That's funny.
The castle off the grid castle for $2.5 million.
Wow!
Out there.
Wow! Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when we talk about, and by the way, folks, they didn't get away with this thing. There was a lot of people that went to jail. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a couple of notes.
Let me ask you how that happened, Dan. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sure, no, go ahead.
But what was the how did the proverbial poop hit the fan?
Well, when the government got involved and realized that there were a lot of shady sales going on, and they realized, mm-hmm, they had to step in and recognize that the permits didn't exist.
From complaints?
And they weren't going to issue any permits. There were no utilities. There was no way for this to physically work, even if you wanted to make it legit. Mm-hmm. They had done everything backwards. They tried selling before getting everything accomplished. Imagine. And so, yeah, and it turns out that the land itself was not feasible. And nobody had invested anything into the area. And once they saw that the sales was still going on and people were trying to profit. And by the way, this is not the only area. Liz, you and I were talking about down there by Bo Williams Bridge, and I'm trying to remember. I,
yes,
think that was part of it as well. For all of you folks that are traveled down to Parker, and just before you get to the Bo Williams Bridge and you look on both sides of the road and you see the plateaus that have been graded, mm-hmm, off for property for the last 50 years, that is part of this whole land scandal that we're talking about.
About Cattywampus, from the, where the water goes up to California?
Yes.
Over,
yes,
there, that's where all that land is.
That's a real, yeah, word, by the way. Cattywampus. It's in the dictionary if you want to look it up.
Yeah. And that's where, and my father was part of that. And he was just all about, you know, just going to be with the grading and everything, and then going to sell homes, and it's going to be whatever estates it was going, mm-hmm, to be.
And a golf course. There was supposed to be a golf course. Remember that?
Course.
Yeah.
It's like, it was going to be huge, like another gem on the river.
Right.
And then right in between Parker and like Havasu Avenue, Havasu City, and then you had state parks on both sides. Mm-hmm. I mean, how glorious, how glorious. And there they sit. Mm-hmm. And people would never even know, you know, unless they really looked and saw where it was graded. Mm-hmm. And it was, yeah. And my father was just a ghost. But it was like one of those, and he escaped. Well, he didn't, I shouldn't, whatever, he ran. But it was just, it was a thing. It really was.
So the government got involved, and indictments came down, and people did go to court, and yes, they were thrown in jail. A couple of the individuals, trying to remember the one gentleman, but literally died in jail over this thing. So there were several people that, in fact, did get caught, and it became, again, the scandal itself was a story that was fascinating to everyone, but we're going to talk a little bit, we're going to drift into, when we talk about the people that, were victims of this thing. And we've got Alice Marsh with us today, and she is basically, representing, her dad, and I believe that, what was your father's name?
Grant Pinkerton.
Grant Pinkerton. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of you may not know Grant Pinkerton, and a lot of people didn't know who C.V. Wood was.
No.
Until you talk about Disneyland and the man that designed Disneyland. Well, Mr. Pinkerton is the man who designed the Dinosphere, or the big golf ball, out on Highway Interstate 40 out in Yucca. And I don't, you have to be blind to drive by that and not see this thing, because it's enormous. It's over 3,000 square feet inside of the thing. And basically, I'm going to turn this over to you, Alice. First of all, you know, your family came out. How did your dad get involved with the Dinosphere? How did that happen?
Well, he was a general contractor, and he built all over the county, massive big county, Truxton, Seligman, Route 66. And some of the people in Kingman that were working on permits for it said, who do I talk to about doing commercial building? And because there was also housing that was behind the Dynasphere, and it came in sections like trailer pieces, and they sort of stuck them all together.
Wow.
But there was no place to put the plumbing. There was no place to put the electrical. There was no outlets. So he did everything with generators and wood piles and this type of stuff. And my dad was excellent in his brain thinking up things. And they said, we want a unique dining atmosphere that will bring people into our wonderful new city that we're creating here.
Now, folks, I hope you heard what she said. Basically, a floating restaurant in the sky inside of a sphere.
Yes.
And that's a tall order in the 70s, right up there with Star Trek.
It was so cool, though. I mean, as a kid, you're just going, whoa, this is cool.
Oh,
and it was a big ball that was going to float on a big bunch of water.
Listen to the passion here.
Yes.
Wow.
And lights.
Yeah.
And you could go round and around, and you get up there, and there's all sorts of windows.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I would lay on the top floor and look out the window up into the sky. It was fantastic.
Wow.
So they were going to have first place you came into was just a lobby and sit around and drink your, what did James Bond do, those kind of things?
Oh, martini. Shaken, not stirred.
Then the next layer was supposed to be a bar, a round bar, and the bar was supposed to rotate around
all
of the glass
bar.
Windows. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then upstairs was all supposed to be dining.
In the round.
And looking up into the sky. And they had they already had the telescopes there, so you could look out. And it was just fabulous. And they just sold him. And my dad was, he dreamed to, you know, that you can't be a contractor and not dream. And you can't build something like that and not dream. And you can't go along and help other people from other parts of the United States and the world to maybe dream in the middle of the desert where the river's right there and the mountains are right there and the donkeys and the rattlesnakes and all the fun things of the desert are right there, you know? But it was shameful that they sold them to more than one person, the lots. There was hundreds of people that were in on this.
I was going to ask, how many people actually bought lots?
Hundreds of people.
Really? So they had a map with hundreds of lots that were spoken for?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow. So you could see all of the graphics and the renderings on the Havasu Pioneers Facebook page.
Yeah, and so we've got a photo, a very unique photo, I might add, of the building before it actually was completely finished. Before the walls went on. So,
is that the same shape then what we're looking at as the skeleton of that building?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Yes.
And you said it was how many square feet?
3,500. 3,400. Sorry.
I think you told me that over the phone.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't look that big.
It's huge.
Oh, it's huge. And
just
so,
from going by at 80 miles an hour, whatever I drive.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying. All right.
No.
We're going to take a short break, everybody. We're due for sure. All right.
We're here with Liz Vidal, and we're here with Alice Marsh, and we're talking right now about the Dynasphere out on Interstate 40. So we're going to give you some fun insights about that, and we'll be right back.
I always thought, Dan, that it would make a really cool landmark for a driving range.
There's so many doggone things, man. I mean, the aliens were thinking about parking there for a while.
Yeah, the aliens did.
I know.
All right. Well, the aliens did land in Kingman.
Yes.
That's right.
That's true.
Right.
We're digressing here. Back with more in a moment on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. Stay with us. I hope you guys are entertained, because I sure am. All right. We'll be right back, Dan.
Okay.
Chose a gun and threw away the
All right, folks, I understand a few people are calling the office right now wondering where or when we're giving away Jason Aldean tickets. Well, guess what? You can call now, 928-855-9336. Marissa June is right there hovering over the phone. I'm not sure what number she's picked to give them away to, but yesterday we had quite a few. Alice was saying, where are those tickets? Hand them to me under the table. So, anyway, 928-855-9336 if you want to win a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean this Saturday at the Edgewater Pavilion in Laughlin, 7 o'clock Nevada time. 7 o'clock Nevada time. So if it's 8 o'clock here, it's 7 o'clock there, okay? Doors open at 6, and you will need your ID to claim those tickets. So you're going to have to give Marissa the name that's on your ID. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, also Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, by the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake with Bobby and Julie Lewis. And don't forget the exclusive Havasu Pioneer sponsor, Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. And I just thought Bad Company was kind of a good song to go with this topic, Dan De Los Santos.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, it really is. And we're here with Elizabeth Vidad and Alice Marsh. And we're talking about the Havasu Estate scandal and the Dynasphere. We're talking with Alice a little bit about that. So, you know, your dad built this amazing sphere, and we all saw it. We all grew up driving by it for decades, and it said, coming soon.
Yes.
And everybody went, when is that? And it, you know, the next thing, a year turns into 5, turns into 10, turns into 15, and it just went on and on. And inevitably, you know, nothing happened. I mean, and here's the sad part. Your dad was a victim of this whole thing because, it's my understanding, he didn't get paid.
No. And he even built three model homes.
Wow.
Behind the Dynasphere, probably about a quarter of a mile back. And things. That was about the only road that was actually carved, too, and things, but still no power.
What do you think his costs were in materials alone?
My dad did not like to say that to his kids. You know,
okay, I understand. But later I thought you might find out.
So the sphere was actually considered worth $80,000 in as far as a building goes. However, it was also considered $6,000 in scrap metal. So that gives you kind of a range of what, you know, the worth of the sphere was. Now, what had happened during that time frame, we had a lot of bad things going on, so the challenging part was that, you know, we also had drugs being dropped off all over from Planet Ranch to Yucca, and
yes,
we're talking about that actually filtered drugs to the entire western region of the United States, and nobody realized how dramatic that amount of drugs that was coming into this area was. And one of the drug runners actually had women staff, if you will, and hit one of them, and she died out there by Yucca. And so they took her body, and they took it up the stairs of the Dynaspheres and mm-hmm. dumped it over the side, trying to emulate somebody breaking their neck. Mm-hmm. And all this was exposed. And the poor Dynasphere just had this really bad mystique to it after all of that, until it finally got its new buyer. Did you have something, Paul?
Yeah, the office is telling me, folks, stop calling for Jason Aldean tickets, please. You're kind of overloading the phone lines, and they've been given away. Ron, congratulations. You're the winner. Go ahead.
Okay, no problem. Hey, and congratulations, Ron. We're really
Yay.
Happy for you.
I don't want to say the last name.
That's okay, good. And so,
well, in one of the houses, they mm-hmm. they said, we're going to show you how to do a safe room.
Oh, okay.
In the safe room was?
A dead body?
No, drugs.
Oh, guns. Drugs.
What?
Drugs and guns.
Wow.
Ooh, that was one of the reasons my dad said.
Well, yeah, got to raise your, yep, got to yep, back out of that,
yes.
Right? And so it wasn't until 1981 when a Wyoming resident named of Hank Schimmel bought the sphere for his wife, Adele, as a birthday present. Now, I got to tell you, from 1971 or two, all the way till 1981, driving by this thing, you got tumbleweeds going by it. It's looking dead. Nobody knew it was going to happen.
It's falling off of it.
And all of a sudden, this man jumps in and he finishes the Dynasphere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it had potentially only been about 50% completed, and he came in and turned this into an over 3,000 square foot home. And I actually got a chance to see the video online.
I was inside.
It was amazing.
Wow.
It was gorgeous. I was
Home
so fascinated
put it
by
up
it.
On TV.
Yes.
Way back when, and it was like, what? You know, and we're all thinking, because my father was part of that, and then he had restaurants here in town, you know, the Sub Base, and oh my gosh, and then it was Mama's Bakery and Deli, oh my gosh, you know, and they just disappeared. But it was like, and we were just as a family looking at this thing, going, no way, but yes way. It all made weird sense.
I always wondered, Dan, with that base on the ball, with the ball sitting on the base, how in the heck did it not blow over and roll away?
It's amazing. That really is a contribution of great architecture and strength to Alice's dad. So, you know, the other really big thing is, you know, we had, you know, this wasn't the only venture, and it was 3,400 square feet inside. But then the next owners came along, and I thought it was fascinating because, as many of us know, we'd had real aliens land in Kingman.
Yes.
And I think they were shooting for the Dynasphere and ended up in Kingman. I'm so sorry for them, but
wow.
And so the next venture was the Area 66, and it turned into a UFO museum. And we had, you know, all kinds of different spacecraft. Then it was beef jerky and a lot of other different, I think currently.
Wait.
Go ahead.
One of the space actually blew away.
Oh, that's right. Yes, one of them did.
Yep.
What?
So one of the spaceships that's out there did fly away.
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
We say that the wind blew it. We just leave it at that, okay?
Do you have a brochure that says that, too?
I'm sure for $1.50, you, too, can have a brochure. And I think there's a company out there. But I want to thank my guest speakers for coming on today. And, you know, I think we'd even mention one person. What was the name of it was Ned Warren, is that correct, that actually did get indicted and went to jail, died 2 years later on the scandal.
Right.
And all the people that chimed in on our post.
But Keating.
Charles Keating.
Charles Keating.
Was sentenced to 10 years,
my
but
gosh,
he got out of it. He got out of it.
He got out of it.
It was overturned on appeal.
Yes.
But he was involved in the Lincoln Savings and Loan scandal.
Yes.
There was, I think, Whitewater in there. I don't know how far up it went.
Whitewater. Oh, my gosh.
I think he was involved with that, though.
So between Havasu Estates and Synanon, Lake Havasu City,
Synanon.
We just want to remind you.
Wait, Synanon.
Do not be a victim to a bad sales pitch. They're still out there trying to do it. But this was the origin for our community. And again, thank you, Liz. Thank you, Alice, for being on the show today.
You're welcome.
And I want to put out a good comment to Liz's mom, who raised an amazing lady who's been part of our legal system here in Lake Havasu City. Liz has been just a shining example of what the rights are, the right thing to do is in our community.
Oh, very good. You ready to take a break?
Thank you.
Sure will.
Right, we're going to take our last break. I had to queue up Warren Zevon. Lawyers, guns, and money, right? I mean, you're talking about the drugs and all that? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to say goodbye to Liz and come back with more in a moment. Dan and I will have a final shot. And very nice to meet you, Alice.
You're welcome.
All
nice to meet you.
We'll be back on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. Stay with us. There you go, Dan. That's where the Keatings and those people should have gone after that bogus land deal. Man, that's a great story.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's got dead bodies. It's got everything, you know.
No kidding.
So next time you drive by the Dynasphere out on Interstate 40, don't think twice to make mention of our show. By the way, anybody that would like to listen to today's show, you can go to kntrtalk.com and listen to this show as it is recorded 24/7 for your listening pleasure. It is on the Havasu Pioneer section of the page. And our next show will be December 3rd, and we've moved our show to 12 p.m. in the afternoon. And so please let your all your friends know that we simply, during the daylight savings hour, daylight savings time, we are moving the show from 11 to 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right, tomorrow's show, we've got Austin Ruffner coming in for Bands and Brews by the Beach, and, of course, sound advice of Brian Springer. Springberg, and we'll get a preview of the game on Friday night.
Talk KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5 and 106.3. The voice of the free.